Good morning. I greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主里向大家问安。
It is an honor and a privilege to be here to be sharing with you God's precious word.
感谢主赐给我这个机会，能够在这里与大家传讲神的话语。
I'm not sure I remember that this is Mission Sunday.
我不太确定我是否记得今天是宣教主日。
So I'll try to tweak my message to be in line with this morning's emphasis.
我尽量的使我的信息能够配合今天早上的这个专注点。
My topic this morning is when charity matters.
今早我的讲题是爱心的重要。
Does charity matter?
爱心是否重要呢？
It matters a lot to God.
在神的眼中是重要。
It matters a lot to the Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的眼里是重要的。
In the many parables that the Lord Jesus Christ has taught and preached, many of these parables have to do with charity.
而耶稣基督所教导的在寓言比喻里面，很多都是讲到爱心。
They have to do with money.
很多的这就讲到这个付出。
So may I say, money matters to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们在讲到这个金钱方面，对主是重要的。
This may shock you, but that's the fact of the matter.
而这可能会使你感到震惊，但是这是一个事实。
When Jesus spoke those parables, he wants to see the very heart of those who will respond to his parable.
耶稣基督讲到这个预言的时候，他要看到人内心的对他的反应。
And because money is so important to all these people, Jesus takes this as an opportunity to really reveal their heart.
因为金钱在人的心中是重要，所以这就显露出人心所看重的。
How much do they really love God, and how much do they really love money?
他们爱主有多少，爱金钱有多少。
And we know for the fact that money has so often or possessed the heart of an individual that people are not willing to come to God.
而许多时候，金钱占据了人的心，使到人不愿意来到神面前。
And so Jesus said a very important word there.
耶稣讲
there are two things that you need to choose.
耶稣讲到一件事情，就是有两个事情你要选择。
One of the two.
其中一样。
One is God, the other is Mammon.
一个是神，一个是马门，钱的意思。
And so this morning, I thought I want to emphasize this to your understanding.
今天早上我要强调这段的事情。
I've chosen this passage in Hebrews chapter 6.
我选择这段经文取自希伯来书第六章。
It's indeed a very difficult passage to interpret.
这是很难解的一段经文。
And we leave this difficult part to the theologians.
我们把这困难的任务交给这个神学家。
Oh, I just want to emphasize this one very important fact.
我就要强调这个很重要的事实。
That once a person has come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will never be lost.
一个人来到认识接受耶稣基督为个人救主，他就不会失丧。
If I may just put it in one sentence.Once saved, forever saved.
我要放在一句话里面，就是说一次得救，永远得救。
I believe that with all my heart.
我是全心相信这一点。
I believe that is a biblical teaching, scriptural teaching of the Word of God.
我相信这是圣经的教导。
But of course, there are people who may, you know, just not so sure whether they are Christian.
当然有一些人他们不太确定自己是否是基督徒。
And so people like that kept praying the sinner's prayer.
而他们一直在做认罪悔改的接受主的祷告。
But the important truth is when a person genuinely and really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her personal savior, his or her name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
但是一个人真心的来悔改，相信接受耶稣基督为他个人的救主，他的名字就被记在天上。
And Jesus says, no one can take them out from the hand of the Father.
耶稣基督说，没有人能够从父的手中把他们挪去。
But of course, we do have people who are not so sure that they have really understood the gospel message.
我们也知道有一些人，他们不太明白救恩的信息。
And so they have not really come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们不就不是真正的来到认识接受耶稣基督。
And so they are really in a very precarious state of spiritual life.
所以他们就在生命中有这个危机。
But here in Hebrews chapter 6, it really describes people who are apostate. They have not really come to the knowledge of the truth.
这些人被盗，因为他们没有真正的来到认识真理。
And so they will fall away.
他们就失丧。
And so they will be cursed by God.
他们就被咒诅。
And eventually and ultimately they will be burned.
而最后他们会被焚烧。
But the writer of Hebrew makes it very, very clear to those who are believers.
但是希伯来书的作者很清楚地说到那些信徒。
Look once again at the passage before us there in Hebrews chapter 6.
我们看这个经文，希伯来书第六章。
It says there in verse 7, For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God.
就如一块田地，吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。
So the earth taking the water, taking the sunlight, and bringing forth fruit.
他们领受这个阳光，领受雨水，结出果子。
And their fruit is a blessing to human race.
而它就成为别人的祝福。
But when it is not received that way,
假如不是这样的来领受。
We are told in verse 8, but bringeth forth thorns and briars, they will be rejected, and they are nigh unto cursing whose end is to be burned.
若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
So that's the end of these trees or plants that does not bear fruit, that does not benefit people whatsoever.
而这个焚烧就是这些荆棘蒺藜对人没有益处的人的结局。
I'm sure this is the writer's way of describing who is really in God and those who are not.
而这是真正的很好的来形容那些在主里或者是那些不在主里的结局。
This analogy is really a great picture that reveals the heart of a person.
这样的形容就是显示出一个人的心内如何。
That leads me to my consideration this morning when charity matters.
这就是带到我今天所要专注的这个讲题，爱心的重要。
Of course, the main text for this morning's consideration is verse 10.
当然，今天早上我们要专注的经文是在希伯来书六章十节。
Where the Hebrews writer says, For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
第十节说，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
I believe the writer of Hebrews is trying to draw a picture of two individuals, two groups of people.
我看见希伯来书作者要形容两组不同的人。
One who will not minister to the saints, one who will not contribute, and on the other hand, those who will minister and those who will contribute.
就讲到一组人是不愿意付出，另外一组人是愿意付出来服事的。
So the first part of my message really is charity is very revealing.
而我第一部分的这个信息是说，爱心呢是受到彰显的。
It reveals a person's heart.
爱心呢是显出人的内心如何。
It reveals a person's relationship with God.
爱心是显出一个人对神的关系。
It reveals a person's spiritual state of soul.
一个爱心就是显出人内心的属灵状况。
When someone lives for himself,
当一个人是为自己而活，
and even though he may be blessed in so many ways, but he is unwilling to share, he's unwilling to give.
虽然他受到很多的祝福，但是他不愿意付出，不愿意来分享。
All he cares for is himself.
他所专注的就是自己而已。
I can say with great certainty that this individual has not really tasted of the goodness and the love of God.
我很确定地说，这样的人呢，他是没有尝到主的恩和主的爱的滋味。
Someone like that is one who has been described here in verse 8. He is but a thorn, he is but a briar, and he will only hurt people and not bless people.
就好像第八节所说的是，荆棘和蒺藜只会来伤害人，而不是来祝福人。
Someone like that without charity, as the Bible tells us, work and labor of love,Has never really come to the knowledge of Christ.
而这样的人呢，他是在这样的爱心里面呢，不会从认识耶稣基督那里而来。
But on the other hand, the Bible tells us there in verse 9, But beloved, you are different. You are persuaded better things of you. We are persuaded better things of you. And things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak.
而第九节说，亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽然是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
This individual display the love of God.
这样的人呢，他彰显神的爱。
This individual really have come to the knowledge of Christ, and for that reason, he is able to give to those who are in need.
而这些人是真正的来到接受认识耶稣基督，并且来服侍付出。
And that really is the mark of a true believer.
而这就是一个真的信徒的一个印记。
I think the writer of Hebrews makes it very, very clear. We are persuaded of better things of you that accompany salvation.
而希伯来书的作者说到，你的行为强作这些，而且近乎得救。
Because you have been saved, because you have been blessed, you are willing to share what you have.
因为你已经得救，你已经被祝福，所以你愿意分享你所得的。
And so really, a true believer will produce that proper fruit of holiness and good works.
而真正的信徒，他会生出这个圣洁和善行的果子。
But a false believer will only produce thorns and thistles that will not benefit others whatsoever.
而一个假的信徒是不会有这个对人有这个帮助，就好像这个荆棘和蒺藜一样。
Here is the best evidence, I believe, of the sincerity by a person's love being expressed in that way, that readiness to share, the readiness to be a blessing.
而一个人的生命就是愿意的付出，愿意的来祝福别人。
And so I say, charity really matters because charity reveals your heart.
我说爱心是重要的，因为爱心就彰显了我们内心如何。
You know, it's a problem with many Pharisees and scribes in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们主耶稣基督的时候，法利赛人和文士
，Why they are not willing to accept the message of Christ?
为何他们不愿意接受耶稣基督的信息？
Jesus made it very clear, because they love money. That's all. That's the reason.
耶稣形容他们爱钱。
And the Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil.
圣经告诉我们，贪财乃万恶之根。
When a person keep grabbing and hoarding this mammon, they don't want God.
一个人拼命地在记账钱财呢，他们就不会爱神。
So charity reveals the heart of an individual.
而爱心显出人心。
And Jesus challenged to us today to either choose God or choose money.
耶稣基督对我们的吩咐是：你要选择上帝还是选择金钱
？Of course, money from God's perspective is amoral.
金钱在神的眼中没有善跟恶的分别。
There's nothing wrong with money.
有金钱并没有错。
But the love of money is wrong.
但是爱财之心是错。
There's a story of a man who lived for himself.
一个为自己而活的人的故事。
And he hoard all the money for his own spending.
他积攒所有的钱财为自己而活。
And because he cannot trust the banks, he keep all whatever he earned and saved near to where he will sleep.
而他不相信银行，所以他就把那钱放在他所睡的地方。
Every morning when he gets up, he says, "Good morning, money."
每天早上他起来说，金钱早安。
One time he was really, really sick.
有一天他真的病了。
And he knows his day is coming to an end.
他知道他的日子不长。
What is he going to do with his money?
他要怎么对这些钱财呢？
So he told his wife, "You know, when I die, you put all this money in my coffin."
他告诉妻子说，当我死了，你把我全部的钱放在我的棺材。
And the wife says, "Yes, I'll do that."
他太太说，好，我会这样做。
And sure enough, he died.
那肯定的，他死了。
And the wife took all the money to the bank and deposited all the money in the bank and wrote a check and threw it into the coffin.
然后他太太就把所有的钱放进银行，然后写了一张支票丢进那个棺材里面。
I think she's very wise.
我觉得他很聪明。
A person who lives for himself will not bring anything whatsoever, material, temporal things with him when he dies, when he or she dies.
一个人为自己而活，他不能够在这世上带走任何一切，当他离开这世上。
What is terrible is that that person's love of money reveals his true self.
一个人可怜的状况就是一个人对钱财的爱就彰显了他的内心。
And I pray that we will not be in that state.
我的祈祷是我们没有一个人像这样的状况。
Remember, charity is revealing.
要记得爱心彰显内心。
Here, the writer of Hebrews says, God will not forget your labor of love.
希伯来书作者说，神并非不公义忘记你们所做的工。
These are people who have ministered to the saints, we are told, and do minister. They keep on doing what is right.
这些人就是一直在服侍圣徒，他们一直都在服侍。
And they contributed to the support and the comfort of poor believers who are suffering persecution.
他们来帮助那些贫穷的基督徒，那些受逼迫的基督徒。
To them, every good that they do is really because they have the love of God.And they see God as the motive of their giving.
他们真这样做是因为他们对神有那个爱，而爱神就是他们的动机。
Are they rich?
他们是否富有呢？
And that's the reason why they are able to give.
是不是因为这样他们有这个原因来奉献？
I think there's a verse or two in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that will tell us really the condition of some of these Christian churches.These early Christian churches.
就是在这个哥林多后书里面形容到这些早期教会的基督徒。
Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 3.
在这个哥林多后书第八章第一到第三节。
Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in great trial of affliction,The abundance of your joy and your deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
哥林多后书第八章第一节说：“弟兄们，我把神的恩赐，神赐给马其顿众教会的恩，告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐；在极穷之间，还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明，他们是按着力量，而且也是过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。再三的请我们，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。”
They are such exemplary believers.
他们就是这样充满了一个很好的榜样。
Not that they are rich, not that they are comfortable, not that they are living in luxurious houses.
不是因为他们富有，不是因为他们住在很豪华的屋子里面。
Here describes their own poverty.
这里形容他们自己在贫穷中。
Their own lack, their own suffering.
他们自己还在缺乏，还在受苦当中。
But yet they see themselves better off than those in Jerusalem who are far worse than they are.
但是呢，看自己还比那些在耶路撒冷受困难痛苦的人更好。
Here Paul says, you know, he's just so touched with their love for the Savior and their love for the saints.
保罗因着他们对主的爱和对圣徒的爱而受到感动。
Beyond their power, they gave.
越过超过他们的力量来奉献。
I'm sure you must have read in the newspaper how the typhoon has hit various countries around us.
我相信我们看到报章上讲到台风如何侵袭许多国家。
We have a ministry in Vietnam.
我们在越南有事工。
And we often hear from the pastors there that the place has been inundated because of the flooding.
因为我听到牧师说在那里的受到灾难在那里的区域。
Their crops will be destroyed.
他们的庄稼受到毁坏。
And everything that they possess will be destroyed by the flood.
他们所拥有的一切都被洪水所毁灭。
And this is happening every year. And they say, Pastor, we don't know what to do about it.
这是每年都发生，他们不知道要如何做。
It's just beyond us. We have to face this every year, 2-3 times a year.
他们每年都有两三次这样的灾祸的这样发生。
What we rebuild will be destroyed.
我们所重建的都被拆毁。
And there have been a few occasions, at least a few years, that we have been supporting them.
有好几年我们都在支持他们。
We send money to them.
我们奉献金钱。
And a few of us will go and we see the terrible state of their living conditions.
我们有几位到那边看到他们所过的这个很可怜的状况。
And our gifts are actually meant for the believers of these various churches.
我们所奉献的是给当地的这个信徒和教会。
You know what some of these Christians will do?
你就知道在这些当地的基督徒他们怎么做。
Not very much. US $20 a household.
一个家庭只有美金20元。
Just to keep them going for 1 week, perhaps.
只能够使他们继续来活一个可能一个星期。
There's one case, this man came to the pastor and says, "Can we divide this US $20 with my neighbor who is not a Christian? Just give them 10."
有一个人就告诉牧师说，我是不是可以把这美金二十元跟我的邻居来分一半呢？因为他们还不是基督徒。
That's the heart of a believer.
那就是一个信徒的爱。
To that person, he thinks he's better off than the next door neighbor.
一个人他觉得他比他的邻居还要好。
And they are willing to share.
而他愿意来分享。
Beloved, charity is revealing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹爱心是彰显了内心。
It reveals your heart.
显出我们的内心。
Is there that love that motivates us to do something?
而这就是这样的爱，是否这样的爱能够激励我们来为主而做呢？
And of course, we must always see God as the very end of all our good works.
当然，我们要看见神就是我们一切所行的最后的这个目的和目标。
He alone must receive the glory.
他就是要得到一切的荣耀。
That as much as I have been blessed like the earth receiving rain from heaven,
我们来承受这些从天上来的荣耀。
Whatever that is brought forth will be to the blessings of those around us.
我们所领受的一切都要成为其他人的祝福。
Secondly, I want to say, charity is remembered here.
第二个就是爱心受到纪念。
Verse 10, our text, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love.
神并非不公义忘记你们所做的工和你们为他们他名所写的爱心。
That's the character of God. That's the attribute of God.
那就是神的属性，神的这个爱。
The God who is so generous, the God who is so magnanimous.
神的爱是那么的慷慨。
God who will not withhold any good from us.
神不会止住任何的好处
不给我们。One who will readily bless us with all that we need.
神愿意大大的来祝福我们。
And when he sees someone doing that which is right.
当我们看见一个人他做的是对的事。
He remembers.
神纪念。
He is not unrighteous to forget their work and labor of love.
神并非不公义忘记你们为他所做的爱心所做的工。
He will remember. He will call to remembrance.
神会纪念的。
And that's the God that we all believe in, the God of the Bible.
而这就是我们所相信的这位神。
Why am I so sure that this is exactly the nature and attribute of God?
而这就是我所说的神的这个属性。
There have been quite a lot of examples in both Old and New Testament about this area of God's remembering the good that one does.
而圣经也常说到，神所纪念我们所做的一切。
One example I can think of is Rahab.
其中一个榜样，我们就是看见这个拉合。
It's recorded for us there in the book of Joshua, chapter 2.
在这个约书亚记第二章那里有记载
，Where this woman who was a Gentile living in the city of Jericho did good to God's saints, two of them, the spies.
这个不是属神的这个外邦人，他为这个主的百姓所做的这个善事。
They came under her roof.
他们来到她的屋下。
They enjoyed her hospitality.
他们享受着他的招待。
But more than that, they are able to enjoy the protection under her roof.
他们这个探子能够得到这个拉合的这个保护。
These two men, we are told in verse 1, came to the house of this harlot by the name of Rahab and lodged there.
而这两个人呢，来到一个妓女叫拉合的家，在那里躺卧。
And this woman, we are told, took these two men and hid them, and said thus, There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were.
而这个女人将两个人隐藏，就回答说，那人果然到这里，他们是哪里来，我不知道。
What she said may not be commendable.
他所说的未必会受到这个赞许。
Well, she told a lie here just to protect these two men from being taken captives by the Jericho guards.
他在这里说了一个谎话来保护这两个探子免得被抓去。
But her deed was commendable.
但是他的这个善行却是受到赞许。
She protect the lives of these two spies.
他保护这两个探子的性命。
She knew that God, Jehovah, will overrun this city of Jericho.
他知道耶和华神必要这个占领这个城市。
There's no fight against God.
没有一个军队能够与神为敌。
And instead of resisting this God, she really submit to this God of the children of Israel.
而他没有抗拒这位以色列的神，而来顺从神。
And she risked her own life and the life of her household in order to take care of these two men who have come into her house.
他也希望他和他的一家呢，能够受到这个人的这两位人的保护。
Then look at verse 12 of Joshua chapter 2.
在约书亚记第二章第十二节。
She says this, Now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord.Since I've shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token.
现在我试一试恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并且给我一个实在的证据。
She did good.
做好事。
She took care of these two saints of God.
她保护了这两个神的百姓。
And that's a kindness he showed to God's people.
这就是他对神的百姓的善行。
And you know the end of the story, how not only she was preserved, but her whole household was preserved because of that one deed of kindness she did to these two men.
就因为她保障了这两个人的性命，她和她的全家都得到拯救。
Her life was preserved.
她的性命得到保障。
Her charity, her act of charity was remembered.
她爱心的行为受到纪念。
There is another example there in 2 Kings chapter 4.
另外一个例子就是列王记下第四章。
This is another interesting story about Elisha.
另外一个有意思的这个记载讲到这个以利沙。
Let me just read a few verses there from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 10.
在列王记下第四章第八到十节。
And it came and it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. Verse 9. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in hither.
列王记下第四章第八节到十节说，一日以利沙走到书念，在那里看见一个大户的妇人强留他吃饭。此后以利沙每从那里经过就进去吃饭。妇人对丈夫说，我看那出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人，我们可以为他在墙上盖一间小楼，在其上安放床榻、桌子、椅子、灯台，他来到我们这里就可以住在其间。
Just a simple deed.
很简单的作为，
she cared for the servant of the Lord.
她关心这个神的仆人。
And because Elijah always passed that way, she has a great idea.
而以利沙常常经过那里，所以她有一个想法。
Let's just build a small hut.
建一个小屋。
At least when the servant of God comes by, he can at least have some rest.
使神的仆人经过有一些休息。
He will come under the protection of our household.
他来到这个家庭受到保障。
He is within this house where he will be kept from all the harsh elements in the night.
而在这个家里晚上受到保障。
Just a simple act of kindness.
就是很简单的爱心的举动。
And you know what? Her charity was remembered.
而他的爱心受到纪念。
Because this old couple never had a child.
因为这老夫妇没有孩子。
And God blessed them with a child.
而神祝福他们，赐给他们孩子。
Because of the kindness that this couple have shown to the man of God.
因为这对夫妇向神的仆人所显的爱。
Beloved, God is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love.
神并非不公义而忘记我们在主里面所爱心所做的工。
Lastly, let me just share one other illustration there in the book of Acts in the New Testament chapter of Acts chapter 9.
我再分享另外一段记载在使徒行传第九章。
This is about a woman by the name of Dorcas.
就讲到一个妇女叫多加。
Acts chapter 9, let me begin reading at verse 36.
在使徒行传第九章，我要从第三十六节开始读。
And there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber, and for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent unto him two men, desiring that he would come and not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them.
在使徒行传第九章第三十六节，在约帕有个女徒名叫大比大，翻西利尼话就是多加，就是领养的意思。她管行善事，多施周济。当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，停在楼上。吕大元与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，要求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”彼得就起身和他们同去，到了。见有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加和他们同在时所做的里衣外衣给他看。
You know the end of this story? Dorcas was raised from the dead.
在这事件的最后呢，多加呢被从死里复活。
Why? Because God remembered her good deeds.
因为神纪念他的善行。
I think this is exactly what Luke is trying to emphasize. She was full of good works.
路加医生在这里强调她是广行善事。
And the widows coming, these widows who are poor, who are needy, have all their needs met by this woman Dorcas.
而这些寡妇们，他们是又贫穷又缺乏，但是他们却得到多加的这个供应。
She was such a charitable lady.
她是一个充满爱心的妇女。
She was a blessing to these people living around that village.
她甚至成为在那个村她所活过的村的人的祝福。
And those who have many who have been benefited by her generosity just praised this dear woman, Dorcas.
在他们受到这些多加的这个祝福的人，他们都来称赞她。
What a waste to have this woman taken away so suddenly.
而他们对多加的离世感到很惋惜。
And the whole town just wept for the loss, great loss that they have suffered in the person of Dorcas.
在那里的人都为着她的失去而哀哭。
And God in his sovereign will raised her up.
而神在他的主权旨意里面使他复活。
Someone like that should live a longer life.
而这样的人他活得更长。
Because she was a blessing to people.
因为他是人的祝福。
What a great witness to the love and the generosity of God.
这就是一个对神的这个爱和神的这个慷慨的这个见证。
Her charity was remembered.
他的爱心受到纪念。
What would people say at your deathbed?
人在你的那个日子里面会怎么对你会怎么说呢
？What will your children? What will your friends? What will your colleagues say about you as you lie there in the coffin?
当我们离世的之后的日子。我们的同事、家人、亲人、孩子，是会怎么样对我们说我们呢
？Will they praise you for all the good deeds that you've done, and you've been such an example of a child of God who is willing to give your all?
希望我们都能够被人能够来称赞，所怀念，就是我们在主里面所显的这个爱心。
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love.
神并非不公义而忘记我们在主里面为他所显的爱心。
They are praised for their charity and their love.
而这个爱心受到这个赞扬。
You know, this word charity originally should be love.
而这个爱心
I believe the translator, the Bible translator, deliberately changed it from love to charity.
而这个圣经的翻译者特意在英语的这个翻译里面把爱心翻译成善行。
Why? Because love is active.
因为爱是有行动的。
Love is a verb. It's a doing action.
爱是充满了行动，是动词的。
It shows forth by a person's life.
借着一个人的生命来彰显。
And a person who have love will give, will share.
一个人有爱，他会来付出，会分享。
Because that really is the true nature of God Himself, who is always so ready to give, reflecting God.
而这就是神的属性本性，就是他愿意来付出，愿意来施予我们。
And so God cannot but to bless those who minister to the needs of the saints.
神是愿意来祝福那些服侍圣徒需要的人。
And I pray that we will be people like them.
我的祷告就是我希望我们每个人都像这样的人。
Let us not live a life whereby we hoard and hoard and carry all these for ourselves.
让我们不是活在一个为自己而活的这个生命中。
To remember to always share.
来记得我们来分享。
Lastly, I want to say from this verse here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, God will reward charity.
最后呢，我要讲到的一点就是神会赏赐有爱心的。
He will not only forget, but He will bless.
神不会忘记，他会祝福。
He will add more blessings.
他会更加的祝福。
So that those who give on the one hand will continue to receive on the other hand.
神一直，当我们一直在付出的时候，神也一直在赐恩于我们。
But don't mistake what I'm saying this morning.
不要误解我今早所说的。
We should not give just because we expect God to give us on the other hand.
我们付出不是因为期望神在另外一方面来回报我们。
And I think this is a problem with the modern churches today.
相信现在是现今教会的一个问题。
Where these mega churches are imploring believers to give, their members to give, so that God will bless them even more.
这大型的教会在鼓励信徒来奉献，希望神能够给他们更多。
Because God is no one's debtor.
是因为神不欠任何的人。
10%, he's going to bless you 90%.
你奉献10%给神，神给你90%。
And that's the reason why their churches are so rich.
这就是为什么他们的教会那么有钱。
And I'm going to say this to you here in New Life.
我不是要对我们新生命会堂的会友这样说。
I know you're doing this great project before you.
我知道我们有这个很大的项目在前面。
And I'm sure no preachers will stand here and say, you give so that God can bless you more.
相信没有一个传道会这样说，你要给奉献，所以神可以给你更多。
And all these tele-evangelists are doing that. Give, 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 so that God is going to bless you more.
而很多的传道者这样说，你要给给给，然后神可以赐福你更多。
And someone was very cheeky. He wrote back.
有些人很秘密。
Is that true?
是不是这样说呢？
If you give, God is going to bless you more.
你给神，神就给你更多吗？
Give to us, and God is going to bless you more.
所以你要给我们，所以神会给你更多。
Tell that to the tele-evangelist. Will they give so that God will give them more?
那些是电视布道家这样说，所以神会给你更多吗？
Not that we are desirous of any returns from God. We have so much in abundance from Him.
我们不是要期望神给我们更多，因为神已经将他的丰富赐给我们。
But the fact is, God is a giving God.
而事实是，神是愿意施恩的神。
Let me very quickly take you to one or two verses from the New Testament, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们来看新约圣经耶稣基督所说的。
Here in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 42, Jesus says, Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
在马太福音第十章42节说，无论何人因为本徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
Jesus made it very, very clear. This is exactly what he will do. give a cup of cold water in, even in the name of a disciple, this person who gives will be blessed.
耶稣基督讲得很清楚，为了门徒的缘故而将一杯凉水给门徒里小子里面的一个喝，他不能不得赏赐。
For many of us, we give not to expect any returns, but out of the gratitude of our hearts, we give.
我们许多人这样付出，不是期望有回报，而是很单纯的希望别人更好。
We know we don't deserve anything.
因为我们不配得任何一切。
And really, even as a servant, he has no merit. He doesn't ask for anything, but that is his duty.
而一个儿子他不要求什么，因为这是我们的责任。
After all, even we have given and have done good, it is only because we are his servant, and we must only confess at the end of the day that we are unprofitable servants.
我们这一切为人所做，为神所付出的，我们只能够说我们是不配的仆人。
This is just our act of appreciation, an act of worship to God.
这就是我们的一个很单纯的付出，因为是我们对神的那个感恩和神对神的敬拜。
But what a privilege for us who have been blessed to return to God. Little that He has blessed us with.
我们当中为神而付出，而神自己来祝福我们的，这是神的恩典和怜悯。
Lastly, let me just turn you to Matthew chapter 25.
最后我们要看马太福音第二十五章。
I think we are very familiar with this passage of scripture on the parable of the final judgment.
相信我们很熟悉这段经文，这是讲到末后审判的时候。
At the end of the day, what will God say about me?
在最后神会怎么对我说?
How will God view me at the end of the day?
神到最后的时候要怎么来看我?
Not how much we praise him with our lips.
不是我们用嘴来对他的称赞而赞美而已。
Not how fervent we are in our profession.
不是在我们的这个拥有的有多少。
But what do we do with our lives?
而是我们怎么来应用用我们所有的一切。
One of the last words there in verse 40, the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
You did it because of me.
你这样做是因我的缘故。
Because you love me, because you appreciate me.
因为你爱主，因为你来为向主感恩。
Not because you deserve more blessings, you deserve more rewards. No, no, but because you love God.
不是因为我们觉得自己配得一切，乃是因为我们爱神的缘故。
Even to the least of my brethren,
神这对弟兄中最小的一个。
No, our service to God is when we serve others.
我们对神的服侍就是在于我们是对人如何来服侍。
Our gift to God is when we give to others.
我们对神的这个奉献，就是当我们对人如何的来付出。
Beloved, how important this truth is! How important is this truth?
这个真理是何等的重要呢
？Today's message: charity really matters.
今天的信息，爱心是重要的。
It reveals your heart.
显出我们的内心。
Your spiritual state.
我们属灵的状况。
What do you live for?
我们是为什么而活？
And I hope that each of you can say with certainty in your heart, it is for God.
希望我们每一位都能够很确定在心里面说，我是为主而活。
May the Lord bless His word to us.
愿主祝福我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your great love for us.
亲爱的天父，我们再次感谢你对我们这无比的大爱。
Because you love, you gave.
因为你爱，你赐恩于我们。
And you gave your best, your only begotten Son.
因为将最好的就是你的爱子耶稣基督给了我们。
And like Paul says, God will not spare even his son, but give him up to us.
连保罗说，神既你既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们白白的舍了。
And how he came down from heaven's glory.
他是如何的从至高天的尊贵的荣耀里来到世上。
And how he gave his life even for us.
他甚至将自己的命舍了来给我们
so that we might live
使我们能够来得到
so that we might have salvation and redemption
使到我们有这个救恩救赎
forgiveness of all our sins and the hope of heaven
使到我们一切的罪得到赦免也有在天上的盼望
Father, we just pray that your love may always motivate us
求主你的爱继续的来激励我们
Constrained by the love of our Lord Jesus Christ
被主耶稣基督的爱所激励
The things that we do, it may truly be for your glory
愿我们所做的一切是为主的荣耀
Bless your word this morning to the hearts of your people
愿主你的话祝福我们每一位
Enable them, O Lord, to live for you
帮助我们为你而活
And give their best to the Church of Jesus Christ.
为主来献上我们最好的。
Hear our prayer. We ask in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen. Amen.